The Traveler's Journal, December 5th. Presenting the gifts of nations in a season for giving. A well-chosen present can cement any friendship. But when giving gifts abroad, smart travelers know it's not just the thought that counts. Sometimes it's the gift itself. The fact is, gift-giving customs do vary dramatically from country to country, and the same item can convey very different messages. That's why it's wise to know something about the etiquette of presents in your recipient's country. This week, we'll look at gift-giving customs around the world, starting with Western Europe. European cultures are in many ways similar to the U.S., but proper manners and protocol are even more important there than here. Throughout Europe, a good gift is always a thoughtful one, appropriate to the relationship. Gifts should be tasteful, but not overly expensive. In virtually all cases, the most important factor is a gift's appeal to its recipient, rather than its monetary value. In general, gifts with historic or intellectual appeal are appropriate, as are silver or porcelain items, fancy chocolates, and special liqueurs. Gifts meant for home decoration can be risky, unless you're very familiar with your recipient's tastes. Stem flowers are usually appreciated, but never given in even numbers, or 13. The bloom itself is also important. For example, chrysanthemums in France mean mourning, while in Germany, red roses are reserved for lovers. And finally, gifts should be simply but carefully wrapped. Include a card with a handwritten note, rather than a pre-printed sentiment. For American Information Radio, I'm David Baer.